Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Now, data centres here increase their power consumption by 31% and they now account for 18% of all electricity used in Ireland. That's according to new figures published by the Central Statistics Office. The industry has gone then from using 5% of total power to 18%. Separately, the Single Electricity Market Operator issued an amber alert yesterday, an early warning sign indicating that the supply of electricity may fall short of demand. To discuss this, I'm joined by Alan O'Reilly of Carlo Weather and Sive O'Neill, coordinator of the Stop Climate Chaos Coalition. And you're both welcome to the programme. Alan, first to you, many people will be familiar with you through your work on Carlo Weather, as I said, but you're also a customer experience manager with Black Knight, which is the biggest Irish-owned hosting company in the country. And we're hearing, in light of those figures that I've just outlined there, calls to put a pause on further development of data centres in Ireland. Should that happen?
Thanks, Claire. Well, I suppose the problem with this conversation very often is there's a lack of understanding of what data centres do. And there's also a very narrow view around, you know, the power consumption rather than everything that they provide and what they allow everybody in the Irish economy, but also much further afield. Obviously, we need to scale up the grid. The planning on the grid needs to be scaled up. So as far as I am aware, there was pretty much a ban on data centres being added to the grid in Dublin, unless they're able to power themselves, basically. So obviously we need planning on the grid, but, you know, we need to work on the solution rather than stopping more data centres.
Would it not make sense, though, Alan, to work on those solutions and while we're doing that, just pause on the development, given the increase in consumption that we have seen?
Well, I think each data centre application now is assessed on its merits and, you know, Airgrid will only allow more access to the grid where it's possible. I mean, one of the things that a lot of people kind of, you know, you often hear online is that I won't be able to boil my kettle because the data centres are using all the power. The point is that data centres have backup generators. So if the grid becomes, like yesterday, we get an amber alert, if it becomes a serious issue on the grid, they can switch off grid and they can switch the generators. Now, obviously, that's not great for emissions in the short term, but it's a very short term issue normally. And there's nobody not going to be able to boil a kettle in Ireland because of data centres. Okay. That's just not going to happen.
Well, let's see what Sive thinks. Sive, on this suggestion that there should be a pause on data centre developments, is that needed?
Well, just to start off with, to avoid climate breakdown, we need to transition away from gas and other fossil fuels towards 100% renewable energy. But this isn't going to be possible if we allow energy demand to keep growing. And the scale of the energy demand from data centres is a serious worry. It threatens to actually blow through our carbon budgets. And I don't think it's really acceptable for the minister or the government to say that individual enterprises are responsible for staying below the carbon budget ceilings, because that's actually a duty of government. So we need policy intervention. It's simply not going to be possible for us to achieve our targets, to stay below 51% of greenhouse gas emissions, to achieve that target by 2030, if we're increasing energy demand. And the reality is that even if we're adding more renewable electricity onto the grid, as long as energy demand is continuing to grow, that renewable capacity has to be matched and balanced by essentially gas at the moment, and also oil and coal is even on the electricity system. So we're not going to be able to decarbonize the electricity system until we get to grips with energy demand. And a crucial percentage of that increased energy demand is data centers.
There's another demand here, though, too, isn't there, Sive? All of the photographs we have on our phones, all of the emails that we don't delete, is that another way to come at this, to look at what we're consuming on that side?
Well, there probably is an issue of overconsumption, and, you know, everything is being digitalized at the moment, and that's creating huge amounts of data that are being kind of passively collected by smart devices, phones and everything else. But an awful lot of that data is really junk. It's what they call dark data in the whole world of data centers. And there's a number of Irish researchers who've looked at this quite closely, Professor Aoife Foley from Queen's Belfast. And, you know, she's trying to propose some engineering solutions to kind of dealing with that kind of junk data that we don't need to store, that can be eliminated. And that would obviously help data centres become more energy efficient. But really, the big source of data is from social media companies that are running very powerful algorithms, collecting data from us, from our smart devices, and using AI to kind of test out various marketing campaigns. I don't even claim to understand this terribly well myself, but there is an argument that this is all part of, you know, the power of these technologies to kind of surveil us, to kind of influence what we buy, what we purchase, what we want to consume, and that data centers and data management and AI are a huge part of that. Mm-hmm. But it's a very murky world. It's not a part of the economy that's subject to much regulation or scrutiny, which is a problem.
Yeah, there's a theory, Alan, isn't there, that this is the quid pro quo for all of the tech jobs we have in the country, that we allow them to locate their data centres here. We mightn't like it, but we get payback.
Well, Ireland is very well positioned on a couple of fronts. We have great connectivity to America and to Europe. We have the only English-speaking European Union country now, but we also have one of the best, you know, locations in terms of temperature and climate. So from a weather point of view, locating a data centre in Ireland is far better for global emissions than, say, California. And that's often missed. I understand we have individual targets as a country, but climate change doesn't stop on borders. It's a climate across the globe. So if we're putting data centres in Ireland and our power usage, PUE, is far lower than other countries, it's far better for the data centres to come into Ireland. Obviously, we need renewable energy to power that, but that's something that has to be done in tandem. Mm-hmm. You know, but
they have the renewable energy systems in place in Iceland, which I understand is an even better place climate-wise to locate these data centres.
Yeah, Iceland is another great location. But again, it only has so much capacity. It also has volcanoes and a few other issues that we don't have, and it doesn't have the same connectivity. But obviously, Iceland is a great location. So is Denmark and some other areas. But there's many parts of Europe that aren't as good as Ireland and don't have that. I mean, for example, yesterday, I have solar panels I put on my roof. I got a text message from ESB because I signed up saying there's an amber alert, can you reduce your usage? I didn't use any power from the grid until 9 p.m. yesterday because my solar panels, even on a cloudy day, were able to do that. Imagine if we put, you know, some of that extra corporation tax income and put every social house in Ireland and said we're going to give them solar panels, reduce their ESB bill and reduce emissions and actually generate power.
Yeah,
but we don't talk about the solutions. We only talk about the problems.
Saif, go ahead.
Well, I mean, that's really, I think, a misrepresentation, certainly misrepresentation of anything that the Climate Chaos Coalition has been saying, because it's quite clear from the government's climate action plan that we're going to need to roll out those solar panels on every roof in any case, just to achieve the existing targets. And many organisations have been calling for mandatory solar PV on all new dwellings. So I think there's a misunderstanding here of the energy system and the effect of an increased demand on the system. We have to remember that there is up to 11 new data centres being proposed that are seeking connections to the gas grid, that are actually bypassing the electricity grid because of its capacity constraints. So if these data centres are permitted to burn gas on site to develop their own electricity, they're going to completely blow through our carbon budgets and climate targets. And the reality is that householders are making an effort. We reduced, as householders, our electricity demand or consumption by about 9% last year. We were all turning off lights, turning things down, lowering the thermometer, to reduce our heating demand and so on and so forth, making the effort because we were aware of the energy price shock and aware of the climate impact. But at the same time, the consumption of electricity by data centres jumped by 31%. How are we to maintain any kind of sense of social cohesion or sense of fairness around climate change and climate action if data centres can just do what they like, burn as much gas as they like, get connected to the grid and use as much electricity and water as they like, when the rest of us are trying to make a difference?
Yeah, it's a good point, Alan, because I see Kevin O'Sullivan in the Irish Times outlines it well, or puts it well, when he says a typical large data centre near the M50 is probably consuming as much electricity as Kilkenny City.
Yes, but again, Claire, I come back to it. It's like the NIMBY objections that we get to, you know, solar farms and wind farms. If we don't put the data centres in our back garden, as in Ireland, they're going somewhere else. That's going to have a bigger impact, most likely, on the emissions globally. Okay, it mightn't be better for Ireland's carbon budget that we're going for, but does Saibh not accept that Ireland is a great place for these data centres? And they're going to be built somewhere. If they're not built in Ireland, they are going to be built somewhere and most likely going to emit more emissions.
A great place for data centres, Saibh?
Well, I think there's a misunderstanding here. We already have upwards of 75 data centres, if I understand the numbers correctly. So the issue is not about the existing ones. The issue is adding more. And, you know, if we add more data centres, we're adding more energy demand. So it doesn't matter what the data centres are doing even. Think of the factory producing widgets. If we keep adding more factories producing widgets, we're consuming more energy, and that is a problem. It's a problem for the grid. It's a problem for our grid infrastructure. It's draining away the extra renewables that we keep adding to the grid in the hope of meeting our climate targets. But I think, you know, so there's a misunderstanding here of the energy system and the way it works. We are an island nation. We're heavily dependent on fossil fuels for electricity generation. And even as things stand, the ESB is burning coal and it's seeking to burn oil in Money Point in order to balance the grid and ensure energy supply. The only solutions that are available to us to maintain a resilient grid are to ramp up our renewables. But if that additional renewable capacity is gobbled up by hungry data centres, we will not achieve any of our targets and energy prices will not come down.
Okay, we need to leave that one there. But Saibh O'Neill and Alan O'Reilly, thank you both for joining us on the programme. Coming up next, joyriders beeping the horn as they speed past Garda stations.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.